All right, Kyle Chisholm, Minneapolis. Look, this thing's not even funny. Like, we're talking about best hep rider. We're going to give him a belt, but it's just you. Dude, it's just every week.
I'm waiting for the belt. I've been waiting for 3 weeks now.
Why don't we get you the belt and you just sew it on because you just keep it all year?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it all year.
I mean, seriously.
He's not getting nothing.
He's ahead of you, but you just catch him and pass him, and or you just straight up beat him.
I was talking shit to him online, too.
Were you?
And then he hole shot at me, though, but
right.
I passed him.
Yeah.
But how was the race for you? Look, a ton of laps tonight. Like, it was a short track.
It was a lot of laps. It was okay. I felt good for about half the main event, and then got a little tight and kind of lost my rhythm. And the track was tough, though. A lot of ruts, a lot of holes, and yeah. It was definitely an East Coast track, so definitely, you know, welcome to the East Coast. So it wasn't bad, though. 15th, that's kind of the goal at the beginning of the season, just top 15s, and then try to get closer to top 10. So it was good, but it wasn't a good 15th. You know, I was with those guys for, like, half the race, just behind, like, the little pack of guys that are just in front of me, and I just wanted to be in the battle with them more. Yeah, even if I still got 15th, just be with them a little bit more for the whole race. Just got to keep working. The bike's pretty good. I haven't really made many changes on it for the last – since Phoenix, really.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you about that. So you're pretty happy with everything. I got Olin's. You got a different bike for you, but you're pretty happy with it where it is?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, it's to the point where I'm, like, happy that I can just ride and put time in. Because, like we've talked, I've only had a month on the bike before the season started, and I was off the bike for almost 5 months. So it's good. I think I'll go back to Florida after Dallas, just spend a few more weeks on it and then get more up to speed. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. And maybe we'll have to tweak a few things here and there as I get up to speed more. But I feel like we have a good base, a good package. And now I'm able to just ride during the week instead of changing crap every time I ride. So,
how do you feel about going east? You're an East Coast guy. Are you looking forward to it?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind California, but I'm ready to go home to Florida. And
Atlanta, Daytona, all your kind of stuff that you're good at.
Yeah, and go home, just ride with the guys at home and get in that routine. It's nice. You know, just get away from everything and just go to work with a little group of guys. And that's what I need. Like I said, the bike is good. I need to just go work on me and just put in the laps and put in time, which is what I lack coming into the season. So, yeah.
A bunch of riders met with guys from Fell today, and I was on a group text, and I was involved in that a little bit. But what'd you guys, as much as you can tell us, what'd you meet about, what'd you talk about, how'd you feel leaving the meeting? Do you feel like there's been some progress? Prater and General met with us, the media, later on in the day, and I mean, they indicated to us that it was a good conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good. I mean, I think just us getting together is good, just in general. The conversation got off track a little bit.
Shocker, with 15 different privateers.
Put it this way. We started talking about there being too many people with things to go on track walk because we couldn't see the track good enough when we're walking the track. That's what somebody brought up. And I'm like, are we, like, that's like down here on the priority list. Like, let's talk about the stuff that needs to be talked about. And it's great that we're together. And hopefully going forward, we can do this more and we'll get down to the track walk issue. It kind of got back on track. We kind of got back going. But like I said, I think just in general, it's good that we had the dialogue and hopefully we can progress it more and just work with them more so we can have a little bit more say in some stuff that we don't want more out of it or whatever you want to call it. We just want to have our voices heard a little bit more of like, hey, change this on the track or do this or do that and work with us a little bit more. We feel like we're just there circus monkeys and we go out there and perform and they don't, it feels like they don't care about us. But then with that said, I know Dave pretty personally and they're awesome guys. So I don't think they had no bad intentions last week. They're not bad people or anything like that. We just want to be involved a little bit more like I think we should be. So like I said, I think it's good that we got together. Hopefully it just progresses and get through the crap from last weekend. I think that's like an isolated incident. Let's just resolve that. And that's what I was kind of saying today is let's just get that resolved. And then all the other stuff, if we can keep this up and build it and get more guys there, more top guys, then we can work on all those other little issues. So, hopefully it keeps going.
Cool. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.